Host of witnesses declare Frank's character to be good. Atlanta Constitution, August 16, 1913. The greater part of the time Friday was taken up by the defense in producing witnesses to swear to the good character of Frank. One witness placed on the stand, F.F. Gilbert, an employee of Montag Murrow's, swore that he did not know Frank well enough to testify to his character. The witnesses who were used solely to attest his good character were Dr. and Mrs. J.E. Summerfield of 300 Washington Street, F. Schiff of 18 West Fair Street, Joseph Gershon of 390 Washington Street, P.D. McCarley of 24 Hemp Hill Avenue, in charge of the oil business of M. Frank, Leo Frank's uncle, Mrs. M.W. Myers of Washington Street, Mrs. David Marks, wife of Rabbit Marks of 354 Washington Street, Mrs. R.I. Harris, Al Ginman of 479 Washington Street, M.S. Rice, who formerly boarded at the same place with Frank, Mrs. B. Giogowski, with whom Frank once boarded, Mr. and Mrs. L.H. Moss, Mrs. Joseph D. Brown, E.E. Fitzpatrick of 105 Sinclair Avenue, foreman of the shipping and receiving department of Montag Brothers, Emil Dittler, William Bauer, Miss Helen Loeb, J.C. Matthews, of 86 Sinclair Avenue, employee of Montag Brothers. Al Fox, Mrs. Adolph Montag, who said Frank had been discussed by Mrs. Myers, his landlady, who had said how attentive to her wants he was to her when her husband was out of town, and F.F. Gilbert, an employee of Montag Brothers, who swore he did not know Frank well enough to tell of his character. Mrs. Martin May on stand. Mrs. Martin May, a petite and stylishly dressed brunette, followed. As she took the stand, she bowed and smiled to Mr. and Mrs. Frank. She testified that the defendant's character was good and was not cross-examined. In rapid order and without examination from Dorsey, the following witnesses testified to Frank's good character: Julian Rome, an insurance agent; Mrs. Molly Rosenberg, a trained nurse; M.H. Silverman, a lawyer; Mrs. M.L. Stern, wife of the auditor of the Fulton Bag and Cotton Mills; Charles Adler, a life insurance agent; Mrs. R.H. Sun, wife of the superintendent of the orphan's home; A.J. Jones, Mrs. Dan Klein. When Nathan Copeland, an attorney at law, took the stand, he answered the usual questions by the defense and was examined by Dorsey. On last Thanksgiving, did Mr. Frank have anything to do with the entertainment at the orphan's home? Yes. He had charge of getting the refreshments. Was Frank present at the entertainment? He was there with his wife. Mailing clerk on stand. The witness was dismissed and Miss Ray Klein followed, testifying that Frank's character was good. Lester Einstein, who stated that he had worked for Frank at the pencil factory as billing clerk, testified that the defendant's character was good. M.J. Bernard next testified. Dorsey asked Bernard whether he had ever talked with any girls at the factory, and he answered that he had not. Mrs. John O. Parmalee, whose husband, she said, is a stockholder in the pencil factory, testified that Frank's character was very good, emphasizing the very. Mrs. Parmalee is a director of Sheltering Arms. Dorsey examined her. When did you first meet Frank? 4 years ago, when I went to the pencil factory one day with my husband. When did you next meet him? In the jail. How often? Twice. Did you see him between the time you met him at the factory 4 years ago and the time you met him in the jail? Only on the street. Who did you hear talking about Frank's character? Numbers of people. After much questioning, Dorsey was able to get Mrs. Parmalee to name the Haas, Montags, and one or two other families that she had heard speak of Frank. Jacob Fox and Marcus Loeb testified that the defendant's character was good. Bauer in factory on Saturdays. Roy Bauer, son of William Bauer, a delicatessen keeper on Whitehall Street, next testified. He stated that he had been at the pencil factory with Frank on many Saturday afternoons. Dorsey attempted to break down the witness's memory. Have you worked at the pencil factory with Frank? Yes. Within the last year? No, not since about a year and a half ago. Did you ever see any women there with Frank? No. Did you ever see Schiff there? Yes. Did you ever see any women with him there? No. At this point, court adjourned for the morning.